Truth News Network. Maybe the scariest thing there is today is truth in media, especially the news. Get not only the news, but the truth in the news and nothing else. From TNN, the Truth News Network. Without the other guy's spin, here's your host, Dan Newman.
No spin here at all. Absolutely none. What you get here is the unmitigated truth. If we can't verify it, we either don't report it at all, or we tell you, hey, this is out there, but we've not been able to verify it. You don't hear any lies or anything. That is unconfirmed as truth from us. That's why we call this Truth News Network. Well, today, speaking of truth and getting back to the reality of life, let's talk about the new scandal, Doralgate. It could not get any worse. The president is trampling on the emoluments clause of the U.S. Constitution. Have you heard about this? Wow, just think of it. Donald Trump signed a contract to host at his resort property in Miami, Trump Doral, the upcoming G7 summit. Everybody knows it's illegal for a president to politically enrich themselves purposely by using the office of the presidency to create any financial gain for themselves. Mr. Trump owns Doral, Miami. What did he think when he signed that contract with the G7 summit? The Emoluments Clause, also called the Foreign Emoluments Clause, is a provision of the U.S. Constitution. It's Article 1, Section 9, Paragraph 8, if you want to go read the whole thing. It generally prohibits federal office holders from receiving any gift, payment, or another thing of value from a foreign state or its rulers, officers, or representatives. The clause provides that, quote, no title of nobility shall be granted by the United States, and no person holding any office of profit or trust under them shall, without the consent of the Congress, accept any present, emolument, office, or title of any kind whatsoever from any king, prince, or foreign state. The Constitution also contains a domestic emoluments clause, that's Article 2, Section 1, Paragraph 7, which prohibits the president from receiving any emolument from the federal government or the states beyond a compensation for his services as chief executive. The common purpose of the Foreign Emoluments Clause was to ensure that the country's leader could not be improperly influenced, even unconsciously, through gift-giving, then a common and generally corrupt practice among European rulers and diplomats. How dare this president think he would get a pass from his obligation under the clause in the Constitution and contract with the G7 to host that world gathering? Hotel rooms, meeting rooms, food, and services cost money. Those international diplomats with their security and support staff will pay Trump Doral for their visit. That's unconstitutional. And of course, that means what? It's an impeachable offense. It's now, right now, Doralgate, something new. Well, you'll probably be surprised to know that there are already several lawsuits filed against President Trump using as their purpose and legal support the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution. Those were filed immediately after his election in 2016. There is an excellent and comprehensive analysis of these cases and how several state and federal courts have already ruled on those. This specific analysis is written in legal language. It's certainly not the format that I prefer. My preference has always been in my company. I want to hear the executive summary. I'm a little bit slow. It takes sometimes pictures with explanations to help me understand, especially intricate documents. On the page of this story at truthnewsnet.org and the story halfway down, there's a hyperlink that is a link. If you click on that link, you can go right to that three-page summary that gives you all of the legalese of the existing emoluments clause lawsuits against Mr. Trump. Feel free to look for yourself. For those of you who prefer the executive summary, well, here it is, and listen closely. I'm giving you the executive summary right now. There's no there there. So why the uproar? And there is much uproar. Well, here's the take of House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, Democrat of New York. This is a quote. The administration's announcement that President Trump's Doral Miami Resort will be the site of the next G7 summit is among the most brazen examples yet of the president's corruption. He is exploiting his office and making official U.S. government decisions for his personal financial gain. The Emoluments Clause of the Constitution exists to prevent exactly this kind of corruption, Mr. Nadler continued. The committee will continue, of course, the committee being his, the Judicial Committee of the House. The committee will continue investigating, litigating, and legislating regarding these matters, including pressing for answers to our prior request about the G7 selection process. But we will not allow the latest abuse of power to distract from Congress's efforts to get to the bottom of the president's interference in the 2020 election. So, Mr. Nadler, the 2020 election comes up here. Interference in the 2020 election. So I guess the unveiled, or the veiled, should I say, allegation there by Mr. Nadler is that the president is somehow going to get these foreign leaders that are coming over here and paying to use his hotel, somehow they're going to vote for him in the 2020 election. Oh my gosh. It's not just Democrats either. The Fox News legal contributor, former Judge Andrew Napolitano, weighed in with his own opinion. He said this, quote, "He has brought himself an enormous headache now with the choice of this. This is about as direct and profound a violation of the Emoluments Clause as one could create." Napolitano said that to Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. The judge also pointed to Mick Mulvaney's insistence that Trump would not profit from hosting the G7 summit at Trump Doral in Florida. He said this, this is Mick Mulvaney, "Most respectfully, Mr. Mulvaney's focus on profit, while it may make sense in the economic world, is not what the framers of the Constitution were concerned about," Napolitano said. "They were concerned about a gift or cash coming directly or indirectly to the president of the U.S., even if it's done as a loss. Now, the president owns shares of stock in a corporation that is one of the owners of this, along with many other investors. He also owns shares of stock in the corporation that manages Trump Doral. So those corporations will receive a great deal of money from foreign heads of state because this is there." That's exactly what the Emoluments Clause was written to prohibit, Napolitano said. "Let me analyze for you my perspective from spending much time reading and researching the Emoluments Clause and how it impacts the president. In those previous cases, and in this one that hasn't even become a case yet. I have also spent a few hours reading the linked legal analysis and court's findings and litigation against the president since his election. I have much respect for Judge Napolitano, and I do. He's a very experienced attorney and former judge. In full disclosure, I hold no respect for Representative Nadler, who, with Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, in my opinion, are the bookends to Democrat Party and deep state corruption in Washington, D.C. Two of the most evil, I can't phrase it or term it anything else than these guys are evil, and they represent the deep, deep-seated evil in politics in the Democrat Party in Washington, D.C. But Nadler chairs the House Judiciary Committee, remember that. So I must say, as a Christian, render to Caesar that that is Caesar's. That means to respect the office that Mr. Nadler holds. After my research and those existing court decisions, my finding is, and it's not just mine, it's the findings of those other courts that have already rendered verdicts in those other suits. Mine is that Trump Doral hosting the G7 summit is not in any way a violation of the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution. But who am I? I'm just a blogger, a podcaster. So what do I know? The Democrats always know more than others about pretty much everything. Once again, they know more than we do. And they are screaming, and they are screaming loudly. So what basis is there for their screaming? Well, I know this will come as a surprise to you, but the Emoluments Clause uproar is just one more link in the impeachment debacle that Democrats have forced on the American public. They've tried so many things to rid themselves of Donald Trump. None have so far been successful. Why is that? Because there's been no impeachable offense on the part of the president that support his impeachment. First, we had collusion with the Russians in the 2016 election. Then it was conspiracy, and then obstruction of justice. Those were just the tip of the iceberg. There are plenty more. Allegations made by Democrats that they say prove President Trump should be impeached. There's a bunch of them. How many more you think? How about 91 more? 91 more to be exact. You think I'm kidding? Heck no. Democrats have floated allegations of Trump impeachable offenses that so far number 94. Want to see what they are in detail? Well, you can click on a link, another link, on this story, on the written story. There's a link down under the paragraph that says The Noise. If you click on the link, it'll take you to a page listing all 94 of those supposed infractions by the president, impeachable infractions. Then, when you see them, for complete details of each one or any one of those that you want to find out what the heck they're talking about, just click on the number beside the explanation, and you can see the complete details of their claim. Why don't we do this right here? Let's pause for a second. I need to get my second cup of Saturday morning coffee. Go get yours. And you don't want to miss today's summary. It's good. We'll do that in just a moment. Right here at Truth News Network. TruthNewsNet.org.
Always get the truth on TNN. The Truth News Network. Find it exclusively at TruthNewsNet.org.
Dinner, dinner, dinner. Every day you have to think of what's for dinner. Well, now Subway has a solution that is sure to please every person you have to feed for that last meal of the day. It's called Dinner Tonight. Every day after 4 p.m., Subway is offering a Dinner Tonight special, which includes two regular 6-inch subs, two bags of chips, and two 21-ounce fountain drinks, all for just $11.99. This offer is available all day long on Sundays. Subway of Kodiak. Eat fresh.
Shop at H&M. Be stylish. Be trendy. With women's clothes and accessories at the best quality and the best prices since 1947. Come to H&M and shop for women's clothing and accessories inspired by the latest fashion trends. Here at H&M, the master of cheap fashion, clothes cost the average price of $21.40.
Wow, that's so cheap and affordable.
I know, right? H&M offers fashion and quality clothing at an affordable price.
So, what are you waiting for? Come shop at H&M today!
Hashtag hot and modern.
In a world of weapons-grade stupidity, your defense is the truth. TNN, the Truth News Network.
Hey, I want to say a special thank you to Pete Moss that does our bumps and our opens and closes here. He comes up with some of this stuff himself. Weaponizing. I love that. Thank you, Pete. Well, back to our story today, our Saturday coffee story. You know, with those two attachments I gave you, you know, those two links to go get some details of some existing cases, and then that long laundry list of impeachable offenses the Democrats say that the president has committed. You're looking and reading those closely. Your Saturday is already full of essential information, and if you go grab all that, it'll really be full. I hope it's not too much for you to process today. After all, it's Saturday, and we have college football. For me, that, of course, is LSU. They're playing Mississippi State today up in Starkville. I wanted to illustrate to you how voracious these Democrats are to get rid of Mr. Trump. That's what it's all about. I have only been able to surmise why they're so dead set to impeach him. Do they not interact with American voters who are in their lives experiencing the fruits of the improvements in the nation that are results of Trump's accomplishments? I don't know if you looked in and saw any of that Dallas rally last night at American Airlines Center. A close friend of mine and his family went to it, went way ahead of time trying to get in. That arena, I know personally, holds 20 to 25,000 with the floor open for events like this. And there were approximately another 30,000 people outside watching on the big screens. My friend said there were no kinds of protests. There was nothing negative going on outside. The people there were amazing and were all rabid this president, Donald Trump's supporters. That kind of thing is happening all over the nation. It's unprecedented. We've never seen anything like that. Yet these Democrats want to get rid of Donald Trump. Do they think that Americans are dumb and cannot watch the national news and examine products from liberal and conservative news sources and determine on their own which ones are real and legitimate and which are providing us the news organization's perspective and not merely the news, and don't trust us to make determinations about the validity of what they're saying on our own? I still do not understand how they can do that. Now, this is not solely a conservative issue. This is not solely a liberal issue. This is an American political issue that has become an information war. Doralgate is simply the latest arrow in the quiver of liberalism that the anti-Trump proponents grabbed that might be the right ammunition they need to exterminate the 45th duly elected president of the United States. By the way, Doralgate might be number 95 in their list of impeachment justifications, but it will not be their last. There's another 15 months in President Trump's first term in office, and at the present rate, Democrats have time to run that number up to 200 reasons and justifications for them to try to impeach the president. I think maybe they think that he'll just get tired of them. You know, he's a billionaire. I think he's got enough other things to fill a day than to be fending off senseless attacks by Democrats all day, every day. One more thought here. How would Democrats feel if the president said this to the G7 partners regarding their stays at Doral? Hey guys, we're going to comp all those hotel rooms and all the meeting rooms for your entire contingency. That'll be hundreds of hotel rooms. Just pay for your food and tip the help, please. We want to take care of them. Do you think that would pacify the anti-Trump Democrats and never-Trump Republicans? Probably not. Remember their continuing mantra, facts don't matter, truth doesn't matter, we believe in symbolism over substance. In closing, let me pose just one question to you, and I like this. Do you think that maybe the president purposely put this G7 deal together, knowing the amount of uproar from the left it would initiate? If so, who would be surprised? The president is really good at carrying around a sharp stick, and he pokes his political opponents consistently with that sharp stick. I think it would be hilarious if that's what he's doing here. More uproar, more noise, more drama between Donald Trump and the left. I've stated Doral, it is a great place. Gorgeous golf course. The Blue Monster, I've played it. It's a really difficult course. PGA Tour played for years, played one of their best tournaments there. It's going to be a great place if that's where the G7 summit ends up being held. If not, they'll go somewhere else. And the president, well, he'll get blamed for not having it there for some reason. Who knows? They don't have to have any legitimate reason to get mad and stay mad at Donald Trump. I hope you enjoy your Saturday. I hope you enjoyed this story. And when you get a chance, check in those two linked stories and see how bad it really is between Democrats in their desperation to remove this president. They don't think they can beat him at the polls in 2020. They think if they're going to get rid of him, they got to do it by impeachment. Have a great day. We're going to skip tomorrow. Yeah, there's a lot going on, but we'll get doubled up on Monday. We'll see you then. Have a great one. So long, everybody.
When madness is the norm, the truth is a radical act of courage. Remain calm. Be brave. Wait for the signs. TNN, the Truth News Network.